Monday. Dear First Grade Journal, today is the month of Thanksgiving. At Thanksgiving, we draw a lot of turkeys. Also, we draw pilgrims and Native Americans. They are eating at a table, usually. Both of them seem to enjoy squash. I do not actually understand pilgrims. Their costumes look hottish and sweatish. This week, Room 1 is making a list of the stuff we are thankful for. After we get done, we will put our list in a school contest. And the room with the bestest thankful list will win. Also, we are having a Thanksgiving feast on Wednesday. Our families get to come to school. Thanksgiving is a lot of work. Your friend, Junie B., first grader. I closed my journal and thought about squash. Blech, I said out loud. I hate squash. May did a frown. Shush, Junie Jones! Can't you see that I am still writing? She said. May is the girl who sits next to me. I am not thankful for her. Just then, my teacher, Mr. Scary, stood up at his desk. Boys and girls, it's time to get started on our thankful list for the school contest, he said. Can everyone please put your journals away? Yes, we shouted back. Yes, yes, yes. Then all the children slammed our journals shut, very happy. Slam, slam, bam, slam, bam, slam, slam, bam. Mr. Scary sucked in his cheeks at us. He made us open our journals again, and we had to shut them quietly. It was some sort of slamming lesson, I believe. Finally, he moved on. Okay, last night's homework was to write down some of the things that you are thankful for, he said. He picked up a piece of chalk. Today, I will start printing our thankful list on the board, he said. We will work on the list today and tomorrow, and then we will enter it in the school thankful contest. A boy named Roger raised his hand. Do we get a prize if we win? He asked. I always try harder if there's a prize involved. Mr. Scary did a frown at him. We're not doing this for a prize, Roger, he said. We're doing this to celebrate the things we are thankful for. Roger tapped his fingers on his desk. So is that a yes or a no on the prize? He asked. Mr. Scary stood there a minute. Then all of a sudden a smile came on his face. We did not expect that. Okay, fine, Roger, he said. I was going to let this be a surprise if we won, but yes, there is a prize for winning the contest. All of Room 1 perked up our ears. Because who doesn't love prizes, of course? What is it? What is it? We called out. What is the prize? Tell us! Tell us! Tell us! Mr. Scary walked back and forth, very thinking. He said he was really not supposed to tell us the surprise. But then, ha! He did a wink, and he told us anyway. The winning class is going to get a homemade pumpkin pie, he said. He smiled real big. And here is the best part. The pie will be made by our very own lunch lady, Mrs. Gladys Gutsman. After that, all of the children just sat there, and we didn't say any words. Instead, our faces turned kind of sickish, and we slumped way down in our chairs. Finally, I raised my hand. Pumpkin pie makes me vomit, I said. My friend Herbert nodded. Me too, he said. Pumpkin pie makes me vomit too.
Me three, said my other friend named Shirley.
Me four, said a boy named Lenny. My grandmother's pumpkin pie sits in my mouth like a big wad of goop glop.
Roger looked at Mr. Scary. A prize that makes us vomit doesn't seem like much to shoot for, he said. Mr. Scary sat down at his desk and rubbed his head.
Okay, let's just forget about the pie, he said. Really, this contest is not about winning a pie. This contest is about appreciating all the wonderful things in the world that we are thankful for.
He looked around the room.
If we're lucky enough to win, the real prize will be how proud we'll feel about doing our best, he said. A first grade class has never won this contest before, but I think this class has a great chance. You are definitely the most creative first graders I've ever had.
Roger stood up.
Now that I believe, he said. My brother Rodney was in your class last year, and Rodney is adult.
Mr. Scary closed his eyes. Then he rubbed his head more. This was not going to be a good morning, probably.